chapter of Samach Chesam and Aleph, we finished the wonderful story in about the how the people of the Reish Gevusa behaved, and we're up to now.
Listen, he must have some.
There you go. Found the point.
It's on. Yeah. What is no, it wasn't a shvel. Yeah. Or a Nachman shvel, you mean? Yeah.
Nachman took him as a shvel, so it must be something good about it.
Find it in the middle of.
Okay, we don't know. If this is the same Reish Gevusa.
No, it says
Yalta.
No way.
Oh, it says Yalta. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. That's right. And it was the daughter of the Yalta. Yeah, good. Yalta was the previous story. Says about the Maruk for Chassidah. Same Hemshech story. Yeah. Says about the we're up to the Gemara of Samaches Amar Aleph. After we heard a pasuk from a kid, it's actually brought down a Shulchan Aruch that if you have a issue, Simkufa in test in your day, that if you have issues, you talk to a kid and you say Psak di Psukecha, and then you do what it says. He's among others, yeah. Says the Gemara, we are up to here, the Pasuk, Asisi Li Sarim, Visaris. Everyone see the Pasuk? It's the last few lines, Asisi, probably about 18 lines on the top. Asisi Li Sarim, Shlomo said, I made myself Sarim, Visaris. Betanug has been yodin the pleasures of people. Shida v'shida v'shida. What is a shida? What's a shidas? So what's going on here? What's Rambam talking about? Sodim v'sodas elamine zemer, all kinds of musical instruments. I made myself musical instruments. Tanug has been yodin. What did I do? That's pleasurable. Elu briches v'mechetzoyes. These are pools and exactly in bathhouses. These are very pleasurable. Sada v'sada, shida v'shida is hacha tagim. What shida v'shida is? Shida v'shidatin. Over here, we're learning it means literally a male demon and a female demon. And Shlomo had a shlit over them. Amri b'marav, Amri etzor, they say, it means sheidasa, that he made a wagon for a chariot for women. He made a chariot for women that they should... Yeah. I remember seeing. But I remember seeing one of these firms that talk about all the inventions in Shas and everything else. They talk about that this shade was so special. About everyone had caravans, wagons. We had Paray they brought to Mitzrayim. He had a motorized wagon. Don't ask me how they know from the word shade that means a motorized wagon. He had a
the
first
car.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, so self. What do you call it? Self.
How many SP was it? How many shade power was it?
How many horsepower?
Omer Rabbi Yechon said, Sholish Meyes Minei Shadim, the 300 kinds of Shadim B'Shichin, in this place known as B'Shichin, the Shade Atzma Eni De Mahi, and this particular type of demon known as the Shade, I'm not sure what it looks like, and what exactly is its purpose. Or I don't know who the leader is of all of them. You say over here we learn shida v'shida in a male and a female. Shida v'shida maya boila. What do you need a male female demon for? The chsiv. It says in the pasuk. I'll tell you exactly the story. A beautiful story here. A sad story actually. When a male demon and a female demon came into practice, into use, it says v'abayis b'hibanoisai. The base had been when he built it has to be evan shlema. Has to be a complete stone. And masa nivna should be broken up. How can that be? How can it be complete stones and broken and yet and not used with a hammer and all that? How do you do that without using metal? Omrelei, Ika Shamida, there's this little worm called Shamir. The icy Moshe, the Moshe Rabbeinu brought, Livne Eifod, in order to make the Eifod. This Shamir was created, especially Shesh Mebreishis, for the base of Migdash. And it can split through anything. And Moshe Ben used it for the Avnei Eifoy, because it says there, and the, it has to be Pituche Chayisim. You're not allowed to write on it, it has to be etched out, but nothing's allowed to be missing. And you're not allowed to use a knife. So how did they do it? They brought the Shamir, and it split the letters. Omalu, Heichish, Takach. So Moshe Ben said to Rabbanon, how in the world am I going to find the Shamir? Omalei, I see Shida Vashid, bring a male and female, because they're close. Remember, we look at Mar Chagigi in three respects, they're like human, in three respects, they're like a behemoth. So I guess they're like a human, that there is a kind of a love between a male and a female demon. So take a male and a female, kafshinu, and capture them, and incarcerate them. And according to Rashi, torture them. Sorry?
I remember that.
Yeah, very good. Torture them. Torture them. This male and female. And after the yadi, if they know, Megaloch, they'll reveal to you exactly where the shamir is. Because if they see that the wife, and the wife sees the husband, whatever you call them, the male and the female, they'll start spilling the beans. I see. So he did that. He brought a shida, shida, and kafshin, and he locked them up. Ahadori together, Amri, they said, Analla Yadinan, we don't know where the Shamir is, but Dilma Ashmedai Malko the Shidi Yoda, maybe Ashmedai, the king of all the demons, maybe he knows. Amulhech, he said, where do I find him? Amalei, he said, he finds himself between the pollen, and this in this mountain.
Who was it that told him to lock up?
Rabbanon. Rabbanon. They told him this Ashmedai is found on this in this mountain. Ashmana, he digs himself a hole. He fills it up with water. And then he covers it with a stone. And then he seals it with his stamp, with his seal. What does Ashmana do every day? He goes up to Shemayim. He learns Torah. Imagine this Ashmana, the king of the demons, he learns Torah in Melech Shemayim. Sorry? Yeah, no, that's the other one. Menachis La'ara. Then it goes Tiff and the Ed. The Gomar, he learns Menachis La'ara from there. That's what you're talking about. Then the Ossi Sayel Egushbanka, after he finishes his day of learning, he goes back to look at his signet, his seal. And he sees nobody tapping with it. Umegalale, he will open it up. Vishasi, and then he will drink it. Umechasle will cover it. The Chasinle, and he will seal it again. But Ozzi will go. That's what the.
Looks like,
nothing, but they know which place. In which place? Actually, we learned before the Gemara, a demon could look like a person if he wants to, and that's why if you hear a person saying Shalom at night, you shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem, unless you can see his shadow of a shadow. It might be a demon you're talking to, so they can look human. So then Shlomel sent to his general, and he said to him, look, guy, he was a big tzaddik, we need to capture Ashmanai for the base of Megiddo. This is what I'll tell you what to do. He gave him a chain, the Abish's name was etched on that chain. And he gave him a ring, the that also had the Abish's name on it to protect him. Then he gave him the Gavid Amra, balls of wool, Vizike de Chamra, and then he gave him also flag skin, what do you call it, skins of the canteens. Flagons.
Wine bags.
Yeah, these bags, these canteens. Made out of leather. Wine flasks. Ozel, so what did Ben Oibin do? He knows doing a dash, but I was learning Taitas. He went up to that place, he found the mountain, he found a hole, but it was covered with a rock. Ozel, but he didn't want to tamper it because it's what he did is very clever. Ozel, he went, Kora Bira Metatoi, he dug a hole right next to it, underneath it, Vishafinu Lemaya. Then he dug a hole between the hole that he made and the hole from Ashmedai, and he drew out all the water, he sucked out all the water. And then Vesataminu Begavavid Amra, and then he sealed up this with wool. The hole between the two pits, he filled it up, stuffed it up so that no more will come down. Right now, the middle pit now, sorry, the top pit of Ashmedai was big, was empty. Why did he cover it with wool? You'll see in a minute. The Carter beat him, and they dug another hole on top of the hole, further north of the hole of Ashmedai, Vishavchin Lechamri, filled up with wine. And he made a hole between that hole and the Ashmedai's hole. So he filled up Ashmedai's hole with wine, and because the bottom, the hole between the Ashmedai's and the bottom boy was completely covered and filled with that stuffing, nothing dripped out. So that hole maintained all that wine. So lucky, then he climbed up. Yossi Bilona, and he sat on the tree to watch. He also when Ashmedai came, he looked for his seal. Galya, he uncovered it. Nobody touched it. He uncovered it. Suddenly, Ashkechei Chamra. He tasted it. Oh, it was wine. Omar, he says, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Leit Hayayin Hoime. The wine makes somebody into a joker. Sheikhar, if you have old wine, which is much more powerful, the Chol Shoigi Boile Yechem, he constantly continues to make some mistakes, and he will not be intelligent to figure out what he's doing. So therefore, if I can drink wine, I'll lose control. Uksiv, and it says, Znus, Yayin and wine, Betidosh, and fresh wine, Yikach Leit, steals your heart, you're no longer in control. Lo Yishti, I refuse to drink the wine. He didn't want to lose control. Basically, he didn't want to lose control. Kitzachi got very, very thirsty. Tayshi already asked, by the way, why Shlomo Melech went to get the Shamir rather than just go to Urim Tumim? He had a Yosef.
Why did he go chasing down Ashmedai?
Yes. So Tayshi says they never, it's amazing Tayshi, they never used the Urim Tumim if they had a Breda. It was always a last resort. He says, always a last resort. The next day is even more interesting. The pasuk that Ashmedai said was Znus v'yayin v'tirish. Right? This pasuk is in Hosea from the last Nevi'im. Ashmedain, the time of Shlomo Melech is quoting a pasuk from Hosea, says, Tesis, Avla Pichas, that pasuk, like Nichavadain. Pasuk was written, Hayyadi, then you already knew the pasukim. K'may order Ois Melech Hashem, and Amiya Peg Leachbe Gabi Yoyev, which is written by Shlomo later. So Tesis says here, they already knew the Tanakh before it was even written.
You have also the obvious
Shomer is
called Torah.
Yeah, but words, usually it's Ruchni, it's not words, sorry. Oh, Torah Shabbat, not orally.
No,
this is Nevi'im, Hosea.
I understand, but in other words, he writes things that beforehand was being said.
So in other words, the Chavdal Sifrei Tanakh was already known in Yoshim Moshe Messinai. Even though Hosea wrote it, Habakkuk wrote whatever it is, it was already, they knew it was already there. Okay. Back to the Gemara, so he refused to drink. Kitzachi, but he got thirstier and thirstier. Loisagile, couldn't control himself anymore. Ishti drank the wine. Rovi became shikir. The gunner, and he went to sleep. Nachisa benoyim, and Yoda climbed down the tree. Asa shadid beisha shilta, he put the chains around him. And Sosme, he then sealed the chain around his neck. So he couldn't leave. Kiyatai woke up. Havi come a farzel, he started to jump around. And he tried to get rid of, you know, he started to shake around to get out of the chains. Amalei, so he said, Shmod de Moruch Allah, Shmod de Moruch, the name of your master, the Abish's name is on it, you're not going anywhere. Kidnokele, then he took a hold of Ashmenai, Va'osi, and they went, Mata Dikla, they came to a palm tree, Chofbei, Ashmenai rubbed his back against the palm tree, Shadya, the tree went flying. Mata Lebesi came to a house, and he rubbed against the house, Shadya went flying. They came to the hut of this widow. It was, you know, it wasn't very sturdy or anything else. Nafka, she saw what was going on. She went out, and she asked him a favor. Please, why don't you move a little bit? Don't rub against my house. Eat the big garment. So what happened was, Ashmed Ataka, you know, moved aside. He bent his back and he broke a bone in his back. Because he deliberately went out of his way not to harm this woman. Amad, he said, now I understand the Poshka, it says, you'll break a bone. In other words, I don't know if I did the right thing,
I
being so nice.
Favor, I paid a price for it.
Exactly. Chazet Samya, they saw a blind person, because he lost. So Ashmei went and brought him back to the main road. Chazet Avi, they saw Shikah, because he was lost. Ashmei brought him back to the main road. Chazet Chadrusa, he saw a wedding. Everyone was laughing and dancing and happy. Bocha, Ashmei cried. Then they heard there's a number of incidents that happened while Benoit Ben Yodah was leading Ashmei home to Yerushalayim. Shomer, they heard a person that he said to a shoemaker, "Overly misani, make me shoes l'shev shani that will last for 7 years. Pretty good pair of shoes." Achich, Ashmed laughed. Chazahu kishma, they saw kishemacher that because they were doing all kinds of kishim in front of everybody. Achich, he laughed again. He smiled. Ki moto lahasim, when they finally came to the shalayim, loy ailu legabe the shalayim atlasu yemev. 3 days he had to wait till finally he saw shalayim melech. The first day, Amalei said, "Amayla kaboyli malkel kabei. Why didn't you come to me?" Amalei ansei mishte. He was shikir. He drank too much. I'll tell you later. A chassidiship shot here.
Who was shikir?
Shloim Melech. Shloim was shikir.
Shloim should go to him.
No. He can't go anywhere. They put him in jail, and they didn't call him out of the jail for 3 days. So he asked, "Why didn't you take me the first? You guys wanted me. I'm here. Take me." Shloim was shikir. Shokol Leveinosa, when he heard that Shlomo Melech was shikur, he took a brick, Oisiv Achavata, placed on the top of another brick. Also they went, Amru Leila Shlomo, you know what happened? We told him that you were shikur, and he put a brick on top of another brick. Amru Hachi Amluchu, this is what he's telling you guys. Hadar Ashku, if you're shikur, drink a little bit more, somehow or another, it makes you feel better. Okay.
Hair of the dog, they call it.
What do you call it?
They say the cure for a hangover is have a little chaim in the morning.
Is that true? Yeah, who says that?
Does it work?
Who says that?
But the shikurim say that.
Right, exactly.
They get another bit of mashke.
The mocha the next day, Amaluhu, he said to them, today he's sober. Why aren't you guys inviting me to Shlomo Melech? Amaluhu, answer michle. He ate too much. He has gastro. Shokel leveinosa mechavata. He took one brick off the pile of bricks. Oisve out and placed it on the ground. Also, they went, Amaluhu, the Shlomo, what happened? You know what Ashmed is trying to tell you guys? Negidu menei michlas. Take away the food from him. He's eating too much. The safe tlasa yoyim a'ayle kamein. In 3 days, he brought him before Shlomo Melech. Shokel Kanya, he took a reed, and he measured 4 amas, the kamei, and he threw it in front of Shlomo. Amalei, and he said to Shlomo, Mechti, I want you to know, ki maisa hugavra, you great Shlomo, when you're going to die, lesle behadin alma, you know what, how much of the space you're going to take up? The dalad gamidi, you have no influence beyond your physical corpse. Hashta, now you think you're a big guy, because kivashta lekuli alma, now you're the emperor of the whole world, so you think you're a big guy. The loy savan, yet you're not satisfied, ad the kovshin namidi, you have to capture me also. What's going on over there? Omele Shlomo said, like, I don't really want you. Beina, what I do need is divani le beis hamikdash. I need to build the beis hamikdash. The kamaboy le shamir. I need the shamir. Omele le di le masali. He said, I don't have the shamir. Obelasada the yama masali. You know who controls the shamir? Because they're very dangerous because they can split anything. You know who controls the shamir? The sar of the yam. The only one that he trusts is Tanagoy le bra. There's wild. This wild rooster, I'm not sure exactly which rooster they're talking about, but some wild rooster. The Mehemele Ashvasi is so honest that he would never, ever breach his own vows and oaths. So he said, what should I do to get it? He said, what does this Tanaga Bro do with the Shamir? Mamtile, he brings it, Leture, the Lesba Yish, he brings it to a mountain that is not vegetated. And he places on top of the peak of the mountain and makes a fissure right there on the top. He then brings a whole bunch of seeds. He brings a whole bunch of seeds from other places. And he throws it on the top of the mountain. And then we have a yishuv. And suddenly the mountain is now fully vegetated and covered with trees. Even before the JNF came around, they figured out a way how to cover trees.
Did you put a plaque? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's it. Behind the Mekagaminan, and this is what we learned. That's why it's called Nagatura, the mountain that's broken. Okay, says Gemara.
Would, I mean, is Ashmedai inherently evil, or is it just.
Looks like that he learned Torah all the time. We'll still see all these stories, what happened.
He's helping out Shlomo, he's telling him where to.
The Mefarshim, if you look at my show, they try to. You'll see the slant. Some of them. Interpret everything in a very sinister way, everything that he did, and others don't. They say that, you know, he's a malach, he has a mission. His mission is whatever it is to do what he does, but he's not a malach. The Rebbe Bafi Breng once said in Tov Shechai that when a person feels guilty after doing an Avera, it's not the Yetzer Tov suddenly came to the fore, it's the Yetzer Hara.
He's saying, why do you listen to me?
I have a job to convince you to do an Avera, but you should know better. And then when you see the guy succumbs, the Yetzer Hara feels bad. Why did you listen? So when your guilt conscience comes to the Yetzer Hara, because we were more in tune with the Yetzer Hara than the Yetzer Tov. It's a very interesting way of looking at it.
Because here he's helping out Shlomo. He's telling him where the thing is located.
Because he thought he can never get it. Okay, so they're going to fight this. So now they have to go find this town and go, bro. Botku, they search. Kena, his nest. The Tanagoy Lebro, Rashi said that this Tanagoy Lebro is known in the Torah as Duchifas. It's one of those birds that are treif. The Islay Bone, he has little chicks. And what he does is he puts them in his nest and he protects them. The Chafuya Lekine, you know what he covers his nest with? Zugisa, with glass. He wants the kids to be able to see the sunlight and see everything that's going on, but he wants them to be protected, so he gave them glass. Interesting. Transparent glass. Chivarti, that was white ki also. So what they did was, sorry, I made a mistake. Benoyu covered it with glass. Benoyu covered with glass. So the Tanago bro, when he saw the thing, he thought his chicks were over there because he could see them right through the glass. But then when he got there, he sat. He couldn't get into the nest. Vilemotzi, he couldn't. Ozzily went Isa Shamira. So he found his obstruction that's not letting him get into the nest. So he brought the Shamir to split through the glass so that he can get to his chicks. So the guards gave a yell and he frightened and he ran away. Shodya, and he flew away. Shakla, they took the Shamir. When the Tanaga Bra saw they took the Shamir, Ozzily went. He strangled himself because he made a shvua, he'll protect the Shamir, and no human will get the hands on it because it's such a dangerous animal, such a dangerous thing, because it can split through anything. And now the human's got it, he committed suicide. Interesting. Look how committed and dedicated these people were.
Amalei. This wasn't the people. This was a chicken.
Okay, duchifas. True. Amalei. So then, when Benoy came back, he turned to Ashbenai. He said, "Ashbenai, my time again. Chazi lo sabat. Explain me all those stories. Why, when you saw that blind person, that ketubah was lost, suddenly he became a nice guy, sick to luruche. You brought him back on the road. What were you worried about? Amalei. Machrazei leberakia. In the heaven, they announced that tzaddik gomru. He's a great tzaddik. So I thought I'll help him." The truth, I did it not for him, but for me, because they said also, whoever will do it, will fare well. Zochi la'alma da'asin. This is hard to understand. He'll get olam haba. What's the demon wanted olam haba? This part, I was trying to figure out what's going on here. I don't know. Yeah, but there's no yet to tell me it's a hara. A malach has no yet to say it's a hara. So what's he's gonna?
He's not a malach. He's a shade.
What's a shade?
A shade is not a
they
malach.
They have no yet to tell me it's a hara.
A shade is part physical.
Yeah, but no, you can't see them. Ever saw a shade?
Not Baruch Hashem. No, but I'm just
you
saying.
You can't see a shade.
They have partly a physical.
The Amoraim just said doesn't know what they look like. These Amoraim just learned this today. We learned. The Amoraim said I don't know what
but
they look like.
Do you have other stories where
Yosef Shida just like a malach, just like Eliyahu's megal himself?
How do you know how to find
the
somebody?
Yeah,
you found something.
Yes, so Ashbenai, I guess they wanted, they can take on a human format. Form. We had before, they could take on a human form, but they're not humans.
No, but they're also not malachim.
They're in between. Yes. But they don't have a Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara.
Part Gashmi, part.
The Baal Shem Tov rid the world of all the shadim. There's no shadim anymore. What's the reason? Why did you help the shikar out? In the Shemayin, it said, Rosh HaGomer, who, he's a Rosh HaGomer, so therefore, I did him a favor, so that in order that he should be destroyed in the next world, he shouldn't have anything good going towards him. I used up his last chusim over here, and he's going straight to where he belongs. Then my time, he saw this chasna boch as he cried. Amalei, boy, maim is gabra. That chasna is going to die. Be goit plus in yom in 30 days. And I felt so bad. They were laughing and happy, and in 30 days they're all going to be singing shiva. And worst, boy, minter leyavim cotton. This girl who's so happy now, her rest of her life will be messed up because she'll have to wait for a brother-in-law who's only just born, and she'll have to wait place in shnin 13 years before she's a free woman. So I had felt bad for him. So he has feelings, this Ashbenai. My time at Gishamait, look, I've heard the person to the shoemaker, Ovili Misan, the make me shoe for 7 years. Achiki just smiled, Omele, who Shiva Yema Lesle. People. No, but Rashi learns actually, he doesn't know. But Pashup Shadding Mother is, he won't live another 7 days. What's he about shoe? But Rashi says here, Eina Batuach Lichi Shiva Yam, Shalamachi Yamus. In other words, no man should, what did he say something else? No person should buy something, I want something to last for 10 years. Who said you'll be around 10 years? If it lasts for a day, you should be happy.
Well, that's what, you call
what a fatalistic approach.
Chayne
Amagel, 70
years. 70 years, that's
yeah.
What he says, you're planting. He says,
you're never
going to see.
Yeah. Okay, and my time, Kishamach, that because he's making all kinds of witchcraft, Achiki just smiled. Amalei, he called himself a witch. He called himself a wizard. The Habi Yosef Abegazel the Malki was sitting right on top of the treasure, the most biggest treasure of the king. Let him do kishiv and find out what's underneath him. He would have become the richest man in the world. Instead, he's wasting his time there. Anyway, Tarche Gabe. So the Shlomel decided to keep Ashbenai, even though he already had the Shemir, keep him imprisoned. Add the banya the base hamigdash till they built the base hamigdash. I'm not sure why.
Maybe you shouldn't make trouble.
No, I shouldn't even make trouble for him. I'm not sure why. Unless in case the shemir gets lost, he can help them get it back. Something. One day that only Shlomo and Ashbenai were alone in the room and nobody else was there. Oh, Malay. So Ashbenai said to Shlomo, "Ksiv it says kit teifis re'em loy, like the splendor of an aim is to the Eibishter. He's a master of that. Ramarina kit teifis elam alachasharis." Re'im Elo Ashedim, Maide Vusaychum Inon, what's greater than that? So Shlomo Melch said, what's the Eibishter is greater than the Shedim? What's the big deal about Shedim? If the Eibishter is greater than Malachim, that's a big thing. Greater than the Shedim? What's the big deal? What do you mean, Kita Eifas Re'im Loy? Loy, the Eibishter is greater? Is he, okay, Kita Eifas, I understand, but greater than Re'im, greater than Shedim? What's the big deal? So Ash said, you want to know who Shedim are? Remove these shackles you put on me. Bahavli is koscha. Give me your ring. And I'll show you what we can do. And for some reason or another, Shlomi trusted.
Fell for it.
Fell for it. It's Shlomi, the wise of all people. Shokle lisho shiltum. He took off the chain.
You know what that goes to show?
What?
You can be the biggest genius, but you need street smarts also.
Well, you got to be a little humility. Also helps. Shokle lisho shiltum. He took away the chain. The yovle izgite. And he gave him the ring. In a second, bole. Asher and I swallowed up Shlomi Melech. And he spat him out. Oisrei lechad gafi b'dekiyah. He stretched out one wing. This is Ashmenai, up to the heaven. Well, lechad gafi by the other wing was down to the earth, and he was suspended in midair. Paske, and he spat out Shlomi Melech arba meya parsi, 400 parsi, which is 1600 kilometers. Spat him out 600 kilometers out of Yishlaim. Alahi shaita omar Shlomi, and that time Shlomi said, "My yistern lo adam b'chol amole." What's the value all the work a person does? Look where I end this. I'm the king of the whole world now. I'm nowhere. She yamal tach l'shem. She work under the sun. And this is my chelik from all my work. So what was he left with? My v'zeh. What do you mean? This is left with chelik. What do you mean? Interesting, the Gemara in Sanhedrin goes a bit further than here. Ra chadom amakli. He was a king only over a stick, like Yaakov. Kibim makli over the yard, and all I have left is my stick. The chadom going, he has clothes left. He had nothing. Destitute. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, machleik is melech vehedit or melech vehedit and melech. One of the Chassidish Rambam says that makli means that shleim melech. There's two kinds of kings. There's a person, if he wouldn't have been a king, he's just a weasel. But because of the king, suddenly everybody's scared of him. And another person, even if he has no kingdom, he is a king. He has that stolzkeit, he has that aristocracy, he has that demeanor, that personality of a leader, regardless, that charisma. So that's what he's saying, that he's a melech. Even a makel, he was a melech. He was always a melech. Wherever he was, even on his own, he was a melech. Okay. He's a kolhecha, the mata. So when Shlomo started wandering around, he was telling people, asking, "Oh, Shlomo Aleichem, from Vana Zayid, what's your name?" Oh, but he would say, "Anika Helis Hayisi, Melech Hayisim Shlomo. I used to be the king of Yishlaim." They see this guy in tatters with a walking stick, and he walks around saying, "I'm the king of Yishlaim." What do you think they do? Put him in asylum. But he continued on, and nobody believed him. They thought he was absolutely crazy. Ki mata gabi Sanhedrin. He finally came to Yishlaim. Now, what happened was Ashpadai took over his role, and Ashpadai masqueraded as Shlomo Melech. He was able to put on the form of Shlomo HaMelech, and everybody believed he was Shlomo HaMelech, except Benoyah Ben Yoyada, because Benoyah Yoyada was a tzaddik, and he was able to recognize. So Asher and I avoided meeting Benoyah Ben Yoyada. Anyway, Kimot Gavus and Hedin Amru Rabban said something's wrong here. Mechdi Shait, if somebody's an idiot, Bechod Milsel Sadik. He does an idiot comes up with new stories all the time. To have a person maintaining the same story from the first person he met and continues saying, "I am the king Shlomo HaMelech," maybe there's something to it. So the Sanhedrin was smart. My high, what's going on here? Omru Leila Benoy, his personal advisor, his PA, Benoy Meyoda, Kaboylach Malchul Gabe, have you seen the king lately? Omru Leila Malchul, you know, it's interesting. I used to be so close, I haven't seen the Shlomo HaMelech for a while. Kaosi Malchul Gabe, what is it? Kaosi Malchul Gabeichu, did you ever see the king from a distance? Shochaluhu in Kaosi. Shochaluhu, they said to him, Bitku Bekare, did you check out his feet? This is where that famous thing comes out about Hitler Yimach Shemoy. They always say, nobody ever saw Hitler Yimach Shemoy's feet. Always fully dressed. The Gemara says here, Shochaluhu, Bitku Bekare, did you ever check out his feet? Shochaluhu Bemuki Kaosi, he always comes in with his socks, his shoes, never saw his feet. And the reason is because a shade doesn't have feet, doesn't have normal human feet. He always wore shoes. He went to lie in bed, he wore shoes. And a few modern zachen. He wants to have relations with his wives now, even while they're in Nida, which Shlomo Melech never in the past was frum. And the Katovi Namel Bashav Ime. He wants to go to have Tashmish with his mother. Very odd. He said the behavior is very erratic and very odd lately. So they realized then that Shlomo, that this is not Shlomo, this is Ashpadai, and Shlomo is the one who's out there wandering with a stick. I saw the Shlomo, they brought him a Zakta, they brought him another ring, the Shoshulta, and another chain, the Chokigal Hashem, is his name, or maybe the same chain. Ki Ayil, when he walked in, Chazoya, when Ashpadai saw Shlomo HaMelech, Porach, he got scared and he flew away. And even though Ashrei ran away, Shlomo, the rest of his life, was scared of Shlomo of Ashmonai. Behind the cliffs and the posse, even when Shlomo went to sleep, he didn't toss Shlomo Shishim Gibayin Savilam Gibayin Sol. Even when he went to sleep, he had 60 Gibayin watching over him. Who was he scared of? Ashmonai. Kulam Achuzi Chedim Alumni Mechama, each Chabay Ayrech, each one of those all weapon up, you know, all, what do you call it?
Fully armed.
All fully armed, yeah. Mefachad Balayla, scared of the night. Rabbi Shmuel, and this again in Morsanet. Chadom Melech Vehedit, he was a king. And then he became a hedget, and he never was reinstated. He was a king, simple, and then became a king. That's the whole story here. This is where Shadim come in. If you have a sickness, then you have blood in your head, for example, of a headache that comes from some kind of blood clot or something. What do you do? They say you should bring shurbina, some kind of a wood, or bina, some kind of a willow, a myrtle. Widows. But Asa and a myrtle daughter that's moist. Vizesa and Alice, the Chilfa and Chilfa is. The Chilfa the Yama, different kind. What is it?
A poplar.
That's a poplar.
Poplar.
And Chilfa Yama, some other kind of thing. And the Yavla, another kind of grass. And cook them all together. And take 300 cups, a high consideration, 300 cups of this juice you just made. I don't know how you can have room. On one side of your head, a high consideration, 300 cups on the other side of your head.
Pour it on him, no?
Yeah, but you know, 300 cups is. If not, white rose. Rashi says, Rusia, rose. The koybech hadora that only has leaves on one side of the stem. Vilishkol, take it. Vilintol shisi kosi aigisa, and take it and put 60 cups on one side of the head, and you know, and vishisin kosi la aigisa dreisha, and 60 cups on the other side of the head. Let's lichita if you have a massive migraine. Rashi says it's a headache on half of your head. I'm assuming it's a migraine, half a head. Like only the right side of your head is throbbing away, or the left side or something, a half a head. He's lace. No, so the medical might have better. Mother is the herbs and natural medicines. Lace, tana gele bra, bring this wild rooster, this duchifa, velishchete, and shechtim. And that's tam levei shechtim, bezuza chivra, with a very sharp coin made out of silver, ahugisa, and shecht the bird over your head on the side, the kaile, wherever your headache is, so the blood drips down your head. Then is damaged, but we have to be very careful when the blood runs down your head, the flows down your head, the loyalist aminu le'ene should not enter your eye because it has side effects bad to your eye. Then will Italia be safer the bova? You should hang up this geschacht and the tiny girl on your doorpost. The every time you walk in the house, chaybe, you rub against it. The nothing, every time you walk out of the house, chaybe, you rub against it. And that is how you heal these migraines.
One sided headache.
Okay, see you next week, Michelle. What?